This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Oh, yes. We're going to start a chorus of people here. Chase Kletsky, Gene, and Chris. Now, all this research you're doing is very much predicated on the possibility or the certainty to you that UFOs, it's a physical phenomenon. Do you therefore embrace spaceships or anything else, or you don't go that direction?
I do. I do believe that there are physical objects. It's not all there is. I don't believe we have to choose one or the other when it comes to theories of UFOs. I do believe that there are physical ships out here, but I also believe that we investigate two kinds of physical objects that are reported to us, ours and theirs, with the technologies, you know, that we have, and you even look at the black op budget, it's just ridiculous. Obviously, we're not privy to that, and yet we have all these tidbits and everything from President Reagan to, you know, Skunk Works, and, you know, these guys coming out blatantly telling us, you know, we have things that, you know, make sci-fi look like a reality show, and we have for years. What is it? Robert Bigelow is quoted saying on, I believe it was Jesse Ventura's TV show, "You don't even know what you don't know yet." What? Wait. Whoa. Excuse me. Whoa. Like, Mr. Bigelow, please, can we have another moment? It's shocking some of the comments they make.
Well, some of that could be done just as coyness and stuff. But since you brought up the subject of Robert Bigelow and being one of the coordinators of the fabled MUFON star team, where do you come down on the whole controversy during the James Carrion era of MUFON here back a few years back when Bigelow helped fund the star team and then started vacuuming up the best cases? I mean, is it true that he took some of the cases away from MUFON and MUFON wasn't able to really follow through with some of the investigations because Bigelow co-opted the particular cases? Where do you come down on that whole controversy?
Well, I believe the field investigators that told me that was true. And I do believe them, and I do believe this happened. What I don't believe is that MUFON did that on purpose. I think they got had. I think this money guy comes in and, you know, offers, you know, this great amount of money, which who of us out here wouldn't love to be funded? The things we could do if I just had, you know, a little more money, I'd be all over the place. The things we're missing because, you know, we don't have that. And I think MUFON felt the same way. So, you know, here's a guy with a nice big check and they didn't know what they were in for. I think these guys that thought that this was a good idea, in the end, I know it was a regret. Even Bigelow's come out and said that the only business decision I ever made that I know was a bad one was getting in bed with MUFON. But MUFON says the same thing about them. So it didn't work. It's something that I wish it had because it would be nice to be funded.
Yeah.
We'd be further.
Well, the board of directors did. I mean, they were involved in some pretty, well, I don't want to say shady and underhanded, but I had an anonymous source send me a bunch of documentation back and forth between board members, between Bigelow Aerospace, that did suggest that there was some collusion going on. There was some questionable damage control that went on. I don't think a lot of this information was made public. It's not really that well known, some of the machinations that went on. But do you think there's hope for an organization like MUFON that seems to have this singular focus that really has to do with raising money and getting new members? I mean, this whole Hangar One show, granted, it has gotten a little better, but it's...
Don't even get me started. Oh, my God.
Well, we got to discuss this stuff because you are, I mean, you're Deputy Director of Investigations here, and I know you have a responsibility to support the organization, but you also, you know, are sitting in a place where you can really, you know, get the inside track on some of this stuff. So,
well, the truth is, when the truth becomes inconvenient, then I don't even want to apologize about that. And I'm very open about, I was a star team manager that developed that program after Bigelow, and I did catch a couple of high-ranking MUFON members with a hand in the cookie jar, and when it wasn't addressed properly, I resigned in protest for it and was very open and called them out by name often, as much as I could, because they betrayed the organization of MUFON. And of course, there were many people, and some still do, think that I betrayed MUFON by bringing it out to light. That's not how I see it. I think that when the truth becomes inconvenient, then you need to redirect yourself, especially as a UFO organization that's trying to call out the government for telling lies. Come on, guys. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, really. It's kind of the pot calling the kettle aluminum or something.
So you're no longer involved with MUFON.
I am. I left them in 2011. And just more recently, I was out of MUFON for 4 years. There's an entire new team of leadership in MUFON. Right. And the way we're going to solve
it. He's a good guy. He's a little naive, in my opinion, but you got to love him. He's got a big heart. He does have a bit of a flair for PR and attracting new membership, but it's getting watered down. We're not seeing the real dedicated, steady focus on the scientific investigation of UFOs, which is part of their mantra. And I see it being watered down a little bit. How about you? Do you see problems with the emphasis possibly shifting?
I do. I think a lot of investigators out here are, kind of wanting, we understand that we were in a position as an organization that the best thing to do for the organization is to focus on image and maybe a little money, because we have to keep the lights on. And if you want a professional arena, that costs money, as you know. But at the same time, to maintain that focus as a new direction in MUFON, I believe could be a problem. And because our focus needs to stay with the people who rely on us to investigate their reports. And when we lose sight of the witnesses being our heart and soul of why we exist, the people that will get on that internet and the trust that they have, I mean, the hope that they have when somebody will put something like that in a report and trust us with it, it's a huge responsibility, and we have to take it more serious.
Well, and there's also the fact that the average age in MUFON is up there long in the tooth. And Eric the Red's wondering if MUFON has ever considered trying to establish chapters on college campuses. These could be effective training grounds for future researchers, could open up a few more minds, and could possibly elicit interest among graduate students and professors in technical fields that you could apply to the mystery. And also, unstated thing here, it would also interest a new generation of investigators to pick up the baton and move the rock down the field, any cliche you want to throw at it. But, MUFON is an older crowd, and we need to get some new blood in there.
Has the time to invest, and you know how much time this takes, Chris, and money. It's usually more the retiree community. There is a huge emphasis trying to get new blood into MUFON and to target these. Eric's absolutely right. We need this generation. What we're finding is they come into MUFON, and if it's not all Mulder and Scully or 30-second gratification.
You mean I got to actually do something?
Almost. Or if it takes too long. Or there's a lot of reasons that the new generation does everything on computer or smartphones and apps. And, so until we get to this level and figure out how we investigate, we're never going to investigate on a phone, guys. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
You're losing probably half of the information you could get every time you don't go out of your door. And, that's why I emphasize boots on the ground. I love to be out there. Shoots, if there's a chance I can meet a witness, even if there's no chance I'm going to get physical evidence, oh, my gosh, the people you meet out here, just being involved in your job. Police don't investigate on a phone. Insurance fraud analysts and insurance people, they don't analyze or do investigations on a phone. It's just a bad idea.
I'll tell you what, the last couple of claims I had with the insurance company, a couple of fender benders, yeah, they did most of it by the phone. So that might be an exception. Maybe they're trying to save money, sending out adjusters for anything. They even have you take your own photographs now of the damage if it's not serious. We've got Chase Kletsky with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So what do you think of that phenomenon, Chase, just in terms of investigation where you take the photograph yourself, you do all the work, but you pay them anyway?
That's why I get, 15% off at Geico. I don't know. I have, I don't think so. we have enough issues. We get a lot of photos submitted to us, not only in MUFON, but, you know, independently, because I still do independent investigations. You know, I just took lead of the famous Star Child skull, and that's something that I'm working on now. And we do get people, everybody has a cell phone now, so, you know, we're getting a lot of photographs off iPhones and, you know, just this new technology, and it's okay. It's working. There's a lot more evidence coming in with some of these accounts because of these new little tricks of the trade with our witnesses. I love it. But to completely do an investigation, it probably costs more money for the for the company to send somebody out to look at that and do that investigation than it is to verify, yeah, he really does have a ding, give him the money, we're good.
And you look at the loss, even if on a few occasions they're paying a little too much or something, that could be looked at by the bean counters. And the other thing, too, is there usually is the option that if you take it to the body shop and they find more stuff, they could modify the claim.
Exactly.
So you can't get personal service anymore. Now, I'm going to ask the hard question here about MUFON that I always wonder about. MUFON was started in, what, 1969?
Yes.
It's 2016. Over all those years, what have you learned other than what we knew then?
That is a great question, and it's something that I kind of rattle the cages every once in a while within, you know, an organization that I do love, and that is, guys, where's our stuff? We have to start putting stuff out there. And the truth is, there is a lot, you know, but I think people are looking for that smoking gun information. But there are cases put out every single day on the website. These are some of the best cases that are reported to MUFON, as well as the investigators behind them. There's a lot of information if people are focused in on MUFON. What I think MUFON needs to do is get out here and participate more with ufologists. And, of course, I think that's absolutely the direction we're going in. They're not giving out field manuals anymore. They just opened MUFON University. So now, you know, you can have an onboarding program so people don't just come in. And if you live in a state that has a crappy state director or no state director at all, which can happen, you don't get training. Well, you lose talent and, you know, people that we need out here working. So there's now an online boarding program. So MUFON's definitely, you know, coming into this new generation, trying to attract these new people, trying to get information out. But it's a database, and it's where we can investigate. And it's kind of why I went back, guys. You know, ask me in a year if it was the best decision I ever made. But, you know, right now, it just seemed that when we can fix relationships, we do. And when we can bring something positive into a mix, we try to do that. You know, holding on to resentments and, you know, finger pointing. For me, for 4 years ago, it just didn't seem necessary anymore, especially when those people aren't even with MUFON. They're gone and gone for reason. So, you know, when Jan asked me to rejoin MUFON, I didn't say yes right away. It took a couple months, but I think it's just a professional thing to do now. I think we all need to work together and behave and, you know, stop with all the Kardashian look at me stuff and, you know, just work and help each other. Help each other when we're out here really doing something.
Yeah, be a part of a team and not be going around unilaterally, not accepting outside help, not accepting outside opinions.
Right.
Going around trying to solve cases based on your own private pet theory and trying to make a particular case or cases fit into your particular pet theory or paradigm. That's a real problem that I see. It seems to be kind of pulling back a little bit. You don't see as much agenda-driven investigative work as you did, I think, 20 years ago. It seems to ebb and flow in that regard. But the whole teamwork approach, I think, is a good model. And, you know, we're not all experts in all aspects of this. For instance, I have a real issue with MUFON not doing follow-up investigative work, and I've I've noticed in your book, Admissible, that there's no section in there about following up with witnesses, finding out how these experiences have changed their thinking, find out how it's changed their perspective, their relationships with their family, how it affects the way that they look at their reality. And I think follow-up information is an indication that the experiencer is as important as what they experience, if not more so. And that's an emphasis that I've been trying to get people to adopt for a long time. And I hope that there could be a tremendous amount that we could learn from the actual culture and psychosocial effect that these events have on people. And that's an area that I think is like a forest for the trees sort of subject right now.
Let me ask you a question here about cooperating. We have other organizations, most notably National UFO Reporting from Peter Davenport.
Peter Davenport, great guy.
Right. Now, he has a big database.
Mm-hmm.
Is anything being done to coordinate your database with his? I mean, there are ways to merge them if you want to.
I don't know. I think there was talk of that before. And you also have William Puckett that's got a lot of great information as well. I use them, and they are recommended to view because one of the things we always look for is correlated cases that have been reported. Right. And that's not just this random internet search. I will always start with the National UFO Reporting Center and, you know, hit William Puckett's site.
Right, and Sid and Larry Hatch. And
yeah.
You know, there's several of them, the Computer UFO Network.
What I'm saying here is not just have the separate databases, but find a way to merge them so you have one database, and that way you may be able to look at contradictory versions of one case or fill out something where somebody in one city sees something, they go to the National UFO Reporting Center. Another person in the same city, maybe three blocks away, he's got the case reported to MUFON.
Yeah, it happens all the time. You bring up such a great question. And, you know, I think Peter Davenport is very happy with the database because, you know, his is information only. Where MUFON, each case is assigned an investigator. You know, I think there's just differences. But you're right. Would it be great to have one centralized location, especially for statistical analysis?
Well, that's what Jacques Vallée is attempting to do, from my understanding.
Yes.
He'd really like to get a all-inclusive database to start, as you say, looking at patterning, statistical correlations, that sort of thing. And obviously this is a step in the right direction if we're able to accomplish this. But, you know, you have a lot of people, like Peter said, look, I've been working for years on this thing. And, you know, Larry Bryant was working on it even before me or whomever started that.
It was Bob Gribble.
Yeah, Bob Gribble, rather. And you get a sense of kind of proprietary, well, I've been working so long on this, I'm not just going to give it away. I mean, he literally kind of said that when we had him on the show here recently. So you do have some of those types of ego, you know, investment of time, energy, and years, obviously, into projects. You do have some of that to battle against.
Let's battle against this. We have Chase, Gene, Chris, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Peter Beccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com.
This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Chase and Gene and Chris, we're exploring UFO investigations. Now, obviously, when it comes to databases, it's not just having that information there, but coordinating it, looking for patterns, things like that. What is MUFON doing about that? Even if we don't get the other databases merged, if Peter Davenport says, no, I'll keep my database and the others are kept where they are. Your database, what are you doing to look it over with all these cases accumulated since 1969, trying to get that stuff coordinated, finding out about this?
Again, this stuff takes money. You know, I hate to be so droll and, you know, state something that's, you know, everybody's so sick of hearing, but, you know, to create a website that is that interactive that will start spotting typical words like cat threes and put all the category three cases together versus category ones and, you know, to analyze all this data, it's just, it's money.
Well, part of it also is how your database is organized, because any of the off-the-shelf database programs allow you to do all kinds of searching and coordinating.
Well, sure, and we do that. That's the responsibility of every investigator that gets a case. And, of course, you know, when we're done with our cases, we have chief investigators and, you know, state directors, and all of this should be scrutinized. And if we're paying attention, then we're going to spot these things. Again, guys, you know, it's a volunteer organization. Well, they say volunteer. I don't know. I pay membership every year to do this. And, you know, it's all out of my pocket. If I happen to be unavailable with my grandkids for 2 weeks, which is rare, but happens, I'm not paying attention that 2 weeks. So, you know, when you have a group of volunteers, we all have that dream. I bet if I ask you guys, if you won the lottery, what's the first thing you do professionally other than set up, this grand studio, for your, audio work? But would you not get a team of investigators together with the best equipment, every accessibility you can give them in a beautiful place, offer a library? We all have dreams like this. Unfortunately, everything we want to come together, I agree, should be out there, but we're dealing with...
Yeah, in a perfect world.
Yeah.
It's funny you should mention that, though, because in recent episodes of the Paracast, we've talked of efforts to build, say, networks of UFO detection systems. You're probably, Chase, familiar with UFO data.
Yes.
From Mark Roediger of the Center for UFO Studies and others. Last week, we had a guy named Dave Cote, a young developer.
I am absolutely obsessed with CubeSat.
Okay, we had a show about CubeSat. Chris has something called the San Luis Valley Camera Project, which mm-hmm. is set up a network of camera UFO detection systems in and around the San Luis Valley. So things are happening. When is MUFON going to jump in?
Well, MUFON is...
they've helped us acquire equipment. They've only put up $300 or $400 in total, but they have channeled money through the 501c3 from a benefactor who's given quite a few thousand dollars to help the project get off the ground, to help pay for the development of software. So in an ancillary sort of way, they are helping. But again, as Chase said, they just don't have the deep pockets to be able to fund projects to the extent that I think you're suggesting.
Excuse me, Chase, what about crowdfunding projects? What about going to Indiegogo, going to Kickstarter, and setting up a crowdfunding plan? Because a lot of different things raise money, like CubeSat. It's not a lot of money. They raise over $30,000. Maybe MUFON could set up a budget and not just depend on the memberships, which may just about cover your costs, but make a special fundraising venture. Maybe when you go to those places, you'll reach people with money willing, if the project seems interesting to them, willing to fund it.
MUFON does have several attempts at Kickstarter, and they do use this avenue. They really do. I like it. I just took over the Star Child Project Skull. I'm not part of the Star Child Project because I believe that I'm never going to hijack Lloyd Pye's work.
I'll tell you what, we have been very skeptical of it. We've had people on the show who have found it wanting, shall we say.
And what I'm doing is respectfully archiving his work, and I'm starting at square one because this skull is anomalous. Now, why it is, I don't know, but you clearly look at it and something's going on. It's so different looking. And there are 30 variances. There are 30 visible variances that the Star Child skull presents versus human. Now, with all the study that we have going, I know that in the past, the Star Child Skull Project raises money. This is not what I do. The whole fundraising thing, I understand as a corporation or as an organization like MUFON, CubeSat was brilliant doing it. I love those guys. They're on it. They're onto this. And Chris, your project's extremely worthy of investment. But when you're thinking of, what we're doing out here alone and things, I just think it's wrong. It's wrong for, people to ask the public to pay for their journey somewhere, like to Bolivia to talk about, megalithic structures or something. It's a difficult when you're asking people for money. It's difficult.
Well, one thing about the Star Child, whoever that little guy was, I bet you he had a real problem getting dates.
Well, and, that's the one thing that, maybe it's a mom thing in me, but when I looked at the skull, human, not human, whatever, if this was a completely diseased child, he didn't have it easy. I looked at the skull and, one, we can never say it's a hybrid or alien until we get that comparison sample. So let's just get that out of our language. Like, stop it. Stop with the nonsense already. And, when we look at this skull, it's time for science and the skull to speak for itself, period. I will never make a determination. Scientists will do that. Highly accredited, testable, vettable, scrutiny-worthy results are going to tell us what the skull is. and the rest of us can keep our opinions out of it.
Yeah, and I agree. Let the experts be the experts.
Yes.
Speaking of experts, I want to talk quickly. This is probably one of the quickest shows I think we've ever recorded. It just flew by. We're going to have to obviously have you back, Chase. But I really want to spend a little bit of time and talk about your new book, Admissible. I love this book. I think it is a book that we've really needed for a long time. I really admire Richard and seeing the potential with it, Richard Dolan, and getting involved, helping you with this. I want to urge anyone out there who is interested in breaking into the difficult field investigation. This is your book. This will get you up to speed, not only in investigating UFOs, but going to paranormal hotspots and doing all kinds of, cutting-edge investigations. And Chase, this book is really good. I don't plug books very often when we have authors on the show. We do have a lot of them. But this book, I definitely think, should be a part of anyone's library who is interested in doing field investigative work. And my hat's off to you and Richard. This is a fabulous book. I would like to have you back on the show just to talk about this book, because we really haven't had a chance to even really address just the many things, just wonderful pearls of wisdom and suggestions and techniques and equipment lists and all the wonderful things that you have in here. And like I said, I don't plug books very often, but I definitely like this book. And congratulations. It must have taken quite a bit of work, quite a bit of foresight, and you really did cross your I's and dot your T's here. And my hat's off to you.
Thank you so much, Chris. And first of all, that means so much because of, you're one of the investigators and colleagues out here that I hold in highest esteem. And, there's very few in these categories, especially with, I'm old. I've been out here for a while. So, but absolutely. Thank you so much. And so it means a lot coming from you. And the book was, I'm not an author. I'm boots on the ground, door kicker, like to shake it up. So I just gave Richard Dolan, he's like, well, how do you investigate? And I'm like, well, this is what you do. Now you organize it and turn it into a book, but this is everything you need to do. That's why it's not co-authored by Richard. It just says with Richard, but it was definitely, the hardest thing I've ever done. And, I love when you brought up the follow-up.
I've got to go into a break here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Chase Kletsky, joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Final segment. Boy, time flies when you're having fun with Chase Kletsky. We're talking about that book that I guess we call Richard Dolan like the ghostwriter of it, where you give him all the notes and he puts it together, kind of like when William Shatner writes a book. It's always with a couple of people.
Yeah, and, you know, just not an author, and it was brutal. It was a brutal process, especially when, you know, I tend to have, you know, right now I have 27 UFO investigations active on my desk. I have a star child. You know, when your plate is full, it's really difficult to try to find the focus and time required to really put out good material. So it really is, you know, Richard, he's a great publisher, editor and, you know, partner in this, but thank you, Chris, because what I really think we needed out here was, you know, people would ask me all the time, well, how do I get started, or, you know, what do I do? And man, you know, for us old people out here to give some advice that they don't make the mistakes we learned from and we have grown from, you know, to offer that kind of assistance. Oh, man.
I was so lucky. I was taken under the wing by, you know, Linda Howe, Tom Adams, David Perkins, Gabe Valdez. I mean, I was so fortunate to have these really smart,
yes,
experienced people to give me pointers, to give me suggestions, to allow me to hone my investigative skills very quickly and to be a creative thinker and only allow myself to go where the evidence and the data would lead me. And I think a lot of people are getting miseducated by the internet, by the media.
Right.
They have a false sense of what this subject matter is about, and they go off ill-prepared. And they can do more damage than good when it comes to the deep psychological implications that some of these cases, you know, elicit in people, in witnesses and experiences. You really have to know what you're doing to go out there and do a good job.
Right.
You could do damage.
and take responsibility for that title. And, you know, that's probably the biggest message that I have as, you know, the older one is take responsibility, guys. If you want to be an investigator, be good at it or don't bother. Take the responsibility. If you don't feel like you're getting proper training, I had no one. I would have killed for someone like Linda to work for. That would have been amazing. But if you don't have that, take responsibility. And don't be afraid to contact somebody you look up to out here. I had that same little giddy, you know, the first time I met Richard Dolan and Linda and Stanton Freeman. You know, you almost want to not approach them because, oh, my God, that's Richard Dolan and Linda Moulton Howe. They are the nicest, most charitable people with their time and advice. Call them. Pick up the phone. Write them on Facebook. Ask the questions. You know, the only thing we have anything different is experience. And trust me, we all love to talk. So ask us or them. It's the craziest thing when you're looking at this field and taking responsibility is really a big thing with me. You know, I went to private investigator school. I continue to take forensic classes constantly online. I'm buying books. I bought a forensic kit slowly, a little at a time, that would make the sheriff's department jealous here because I want it all. It took me years to get this.
Now, you didn't do this by watching all 50,000 years of the CSI TV shows. Thank you.
No. Not at all.
I wanted to refer you to something before we go on because we had Lloyd Pye to talk about Star Child on the Paracast back in April of 2007. But we also featured a UFO investigator and artist named Tommy Allison, who was involved in studying Star Child, and he wasn't too impressed with it.
With the Star Child itself or the work?
With the Star Child itself.
I don't understand that. I'm going to be honest. And I'm not one that, you know, it's all woo-woo and, you know, this is alien. That's not what I see. What I see is a very bulbous skull, and that's just the start. And I will say that this skull is one of a kind. There's not another one like it on this earth that at least has been made available or known to the public. And I can't wait to discover what this skull has to say. And we are literally starting at square one, completely at the beginning by, you know, I noticed that in the past, a lot of people were focused on, you know, genetics and humans. And I'm going to paleontology. The first people that are going to examine this 900-year-old skull are the people that are trained to do so.
Okay, and so I'll recommend here because we don't have time to go into a Star Child discussion here with just a few minutes left. I have put a link in the chat window for you. The episode where we had this discussion about an attempt to create a forensic piece based on the Star Child about good. What happened. Listen to it. And maybe the next time we have you on, give us a reaction. I'm not saying anything pro or con.
No,
I appreciate
you know,
that okay. You can't make a decision about something that you haven't fully investigated. But use this as an example. You may tell me this guy is out to lunch.
I love skeptics. I love them. They keep me honest.
We have it there. And our listeners, again, it's May 20th, 2007. The guest is Tommy Allison. And if you look also, if you look up Star Child on our show on April 8th, 2007, it's still up there. We have Lloyd Pye.
Wow.
So you can get his slant on it. We have him on maybe for an hour or so.
Yeah, we just had our 10-year anniversary for the show.
Yeah, and if this keeps up, they'll give me a gold watch at 50 years. So I have to do this show for 40 more years.
I said, good luck there with that one.
Well, you'll have to be my successor. That's it. There's no choice involved here. When I fade out, when I need the wheelchair.
To be the new Gene, Chase and I'll have the show.
You guys do have an awesome show. I'm not even lying.
We try to keep it real, you know.
Sometimes we'll even figure it out. For a minute or two left here, and I know you have a website, which I've been checking out as we've listened here. Tell our listeners what they can do to find out more of what you're working on, and maybe give us, other than Star Child, an indication of what things you hope to accomplish in the near future.
They could go to my website, which is chaseklitsky.com. You're not going to see a big list of cases that I've worked in the past. My personal belief is I don't hijack other people's experiences, and I leave that up to the witnesses to do with their case files that I leave them. But I do have our initial statement, my initial statement of the Star Child skull. I think you'll be very please Gene and Chris about the article that's written there. You guys, I think, will like it. But it really is going forward. I'm doing a lot of international cases right now, a lot of UFO international cases for MUFON. I'm speaking at Ozark Mountain UFO Conference in April and a couple more conferences at the end of the year. But just visit my website, guys, and you know, my Facebook, Twitter, hit me up. This is awesome. I love interacting with colleagues, peers, and friends.
Do you actually go outside the country to investigate a case?
Yes. I've been to 3 continents so far, and actually in the last 2 years, 3 continents. So, yeah, I it's not as often because, again, this is all out of my pocket, but if the right case comes along that will offer you know, the reasons that they really could use me, and not that I could just make a phone call and find someone in Puerto Rico or Australia. We have UFO investigators everywhere, but, you know, I have been enticed to South America, Peru, Bolivia, Australia. Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
I want to go to Cuba. That's my goal. By the end of this year, I want to open up a UFO MUFON or UFO something, anything in Cuba.
In Cuba, great idea.
Well, this comes at a great time because we're trying to expand relations with Cuba. We have a presence on Twitter. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for 2, not 1, but 2 official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And also look for The Paracast Plus. That's our subscription package where we offer you a lot more. We offer you the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. It's a wrap-up show. Sometimes we have special guests. Sometimes shows continue because we can't wrap them up quickly enough. On After the Paracast, we have the ad-free version of this show, show transcripts, videos, classic episodes ad-free will be posted shortly. We're starting to work on those. To find out more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. It's all there for a modest monthly, annual, 5-year, or lifetime subscription rate. The lifetime is a bargain. The show's been here for 10 years, and we're looking at our next 10 years. That's the Paracast Plus. Chase Klotsky, it's been real. It's been fun. Glad to meet you. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are rock stars, and thank you for having me. And, Chris, happy birthday, Mista.
Thank you. And we can't wait to have you back on. We're just licking the tip for the iceberg here. So,
anytime. You guys are amazing. Anytime. I had a great time.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.